doing, guys? What's up?
About the email.
Okay.
Well, sent out about the meeting. And the question I would have is, I don't know who these four people you're consulting with are.
I'm not here to take your questions. The email is for Saturday morning. That's when I'm going to meet with you, with the two witnesses. That's it.
So you're not.
I'm done talking with you guys. That's it. I'm done.
Why would you want to have that meeting?
So they can talk to you.
Why?
I'm not going to be interrogated by you, Tracy. Listen, the email is clear. We want a meeting with you. It's a formal request. The two witnesses want to hear from you directly. That's it.
Do you not
understand?
Good night,
guys. Good night, guys.
Do you not understand?
They're not
good,
meeting.
Good. What's
they're
that?
They're not meeting.
They're not
Who's
gonna
not
be,
meeting?
Not gonna
there's
be a meeting.
There's not going to be a meeting. They're not meeting.
Really?
There's no meeting.
So okay. We either have it here or we don't have it at all.
We're not having it at all then, I guess.
That's up to you.
You're being divisive.
No, I'm not being divisive.
Yes, you are.
You've been divisive for 3 years.
We've been divisive.
No,
we're
I'll
disagreeing with
them.
You.
I'll
we're
talk
disagreeing
to them.
With you.
Excuse me, I'm not even talking to you right now.
You're not an
I'll
elder.
I'll talk to them.
You're not an elder. You're not an authority in the
You'll
church.
Talk to who?
You're not.
I'll talk to them. I'll talk to Dan. And I'll talk to Joshua. And if they don't want to come Saturday morning, that's fine.
They're not
the
coming.
Formal request stands.
They're not coming.
The formal request stands. You come and meet with me and have a witness, or you don't.
The meeting's canceled.
The meeting's, that's fine. You don't want to show up for it? That's up to you.
We're no one's showing up for it.
Good night. Good night, Tracy. Good night,
you're
guys.
You're being divisive because you've been told.
Good
you
night,
understand
guys.
Our you understand our view. You disagree with it.
You
now
understand?
You're sharing that view with other
you understand?
People.
What?
Sharing that view of disagreement. Shame on you. Shame on you. So in discord among the brethren, shame on you.
Yeah, particularly those two brethren.
Shame on you.
Mm-hmm.
Joshua is not hardly ever here all the time. You're taking advantage of his lack of knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
You didn't give him all the information.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And Dan, new to the fellowship, taking advantage of him. Shame on you. So in discord.
Good night, Tracy.
Shame on
Good night, Tracy.
You're warped
Goodbye,
and sinning.
Goodbye, Tracy. Goodbye, Tracy.
And sinning. I reject
Goodbye,
you.
Tracy. That's
You're
fine.
Rejected.
Goodbye, Tracy. Get off my property, Tracy.
I'll leave.
Goodbye.
You're rejected.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
You're rejected. You're not part of the fellowship anymore. It's over. You're rejected.
Tracy. Good night, Tracy. Good night, Tracy.
You need to repent.
No, Tracy. You got the ones that need to repent.
You're calling your elders
you're,
to repent?
You're the ones that need to repent.
Why? What sin have we committed?
Because you're on biblical stance on Matthew 18.
Is that a sin?
You're Romans 14.
Is that a sin?
Romans 14.
Says you.
Says you.
No, it says you.
Yeah, I say that.
But you're the teacher of the fellowship, right?
No.
You're an elder
sir,
of the fellowship,
you're the
right?
Elder. You're
That's
the elder.
Right. So who are you to correct?
You guys are the elders.
That's right.
Right.
And we've corrected you several times. Over and over again, we've corrected
right.
you, John.
And based
over
on
and over again,
based
we correct
on
you on the Bible. Based upon the Bible, John.
Ecclesia equals
based upon your Bible.
No, John, you miss
good
it.
Night.
You
good night.
You miss you.
Good night. See
you done this over and over again,
good
John.
Night. Yeah, we've talked to you many times.
Yeah,
I've talked to you many times about this.
You're
you won't receive.
Shame on you.
And the admonition.
We're seeking to talk to you.
There's no admonition you give us.
No, that's not.
You're
that's
the one not receiving the admonition.
That's the usual hatchet job that Tracy does.
He asked
the usual hatchet job.
You immediately shut it down. He asked you a question, John. You
no, I told you already. The meeting is Saturday morning. If you want
to
have a meeting with me, I'm here
you're
to meet with you on Saturday.
Okay.
Here. Well, that's up to you. Then now you're being divisive.
No, I'm not.
Now you're being divisive. You're being
because
divisive.
John decides the doctrine for the fellowship, right?
No, God decides.
That's right.
God decides. That's
right.
Right.
And,
and you're not ecclesia.
Who are teachers?
You're not ecclesia.
Who are teachers, John?
You're
are,
not ecclesia.
Who are teachers of the fellowship? Are you?
Basic.
Are you a teacher of the fellowship?
You're not ecclesia.
I am an ecclesia. I'm part of the ecclesia.
Oh, I'm part of the ecclesia, too.
So what?
So what? Why can't I apply that same so what to you, Kerrigan?
What are you talking about?
Why can't I apply the same so what to all of you?
What are you talking about?
So what?
What are you talking
that
about?
You think you can bring in this doctrine that ecclesia means elder.
Wrong.
Wrong.
That's
wrong.
That's a straw man. That's a misrepresentation of our position. You know it is. I have audio recording of us telling you this and explaining to you over and over and over again, and now you're lying about us. Now you're lying about us. Now you're lying about us. You're warped, you're self-condemned, you're sinning, you misrepresent us, and now you're on your way to hell. I hope you repent.
Thank you.
I hope you repent.
No, I'm not going to change my mind on this. Oh, no, sir. It's been 3 years coming. I'm not changing my mind on this.
Full of pride.
3 years coming, I've been correcting you about this.
Correcting us about this.
Oh, yeah, you can't receive corrections. That's the problem.
Oh, we can see corrections now. But you haven't given us biblical correction. Not biblical correction. Not biblical correction.
Ecclesia does not mean elders only.
We never said it did. Mm-hmm. We never said it did, John.
Then why do you think you can conduct a meeting like that? Why do you think so?
John, I thought we weren't having a meeting, John. Now you want to talk about it over something?
No, no, we're done. That's it. Good night.
3 years. You're not a builder. You came into an agreement with us.
It's 3 years ago, less than 3 years, you came to an agreement
with us. Good night, guys.
You came in agreement with John. Now you're...
Good night, guys. Good night. Good night, guys.
You've got to soften that hardened heart of yours.
Sure, Tracy. Repent. Repent, you sinners! Repent, sinners!
We have not sinned.
You are sinners. You accusers! Accusers of the brethren! Oh, yes! You're right, Tracy.
Sinning, he says.
Well, so I guess everybody tried on email already.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they came over here to tell me they're not fellowshiping me anymore. They came over to reconcile. That wasn't the purpose of the meeting. Not having a meeting because we're not doing what you tell me. I'm not trying to tell you to do anything. Let's see.
Joshua, how you doing?
I'm having a hard time. It's a very long talk, about 2.5 hours, with the brothers. Mm-hmm. And they came over to my house, and so that was wearing, but... How are you doing?
Well, they just came over and rebuked me and told me I'm warped and sinning. And, you know, when we talked, I thought we agreed that we were going to wait until the meeting to see them.
Okay. When they met, when they came over here, I did not talk with them about, or very little. It was mostly them bringing it up about, like, why you believe what you believe, you being everybody. Mm-hmm. As far as, like, details on, you know, why did this scripture says this? Mm-hmm. For example,
Well, of course, I would, you know, I expected him to come and try and persuade you that what I'm doing is wrong. And according to them, that you're not willing to do the meeting on Saturday. That's what they said.
They said that there are some reasons to believe that there is more going on than I realized, and so they are saying that I guess specifically about.
Can you hang on just a second, brother?
Yes, sir.
Give me just a second. Hello? Hello?
Hey, brother. I just missed a call from Nita a few minutes ago. This is Sarah.
Okay, sir. Can I call? Can I call you right back?
Of course.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay, brother. I'm sorry. That's their assertion, because they don't want to face these things I'm bringing up. And so it's easier to just paint me with a broad brush that I'm being divisive instead of getting them to admit they're wrong about these doctrines. And just like Kerrigan said, when they came over and rebuked me, am I a teacher? Am I a teacher of this fellowship? Am I an elder? Am I an elder? Well, of course not. You mean I don't have any voice here? I don't have any opinion? I don't have any views of Scripture? Apparently I can't, according to them. Let me just be poignant here and get back to the point. Have you agreed that you're not going to have the meeting as planned on Saturday?
Yes, I did agree to that. But I'm not against asking. What we did talk about was having me still, ask them questions on these topics.
Brother, so the process by which we all agreed that we would go through and you would do an inquiry with them and find out, they've come over there and browbeat you, and now they're trying to browbeat me into submission on these issues about Matthew 18 and Romans 14 and the secret elders and all the other things that are in the email that they don't want to deal with and they don't want to face, because it's going to cost them, just like it's costing me, just like it's costing you right now, all these things. And so their assertions were, there's no meeting because Dan and Joshua don't want to meet. That's their assertion. So I just wanted to call and find out if you agreed with them that you're not conducting the meeting as we planned, as we emailed, we talked about, prayed about. So I just encourage you, brother, really to, obviously, I think I understand now where you're coming from. Obviously, we're not going to be part of the fellowship anymore. They've already rebuked me as warped and sinning, that I'm questioning the eldership and questioning their leadership of the church. That's fine. Now, you're going to have to submit to these issues. And I exhort you, I encourage you to go to them and find out for yourself why they're secret elders, why they think they can conduct the Matthew 18 process the way they have. Now, Kerrigan denies. He says, I keep misrepresenting their position. But I don't understand their position, which is all I'm trying to find out. That's the purpose of the whole meeting. And they didn't come over to explain that. They came over to tell me that I don't know, I'm not a teacher, I'm not an elder, and I'm warped and sinning. That's what they came over to tell me. So, that's it. We're finished with the fellowship until they repent of this bad leadership thing they got going on between the three of them, and the secret leadership and their whole Romans 14 thing. So there it is. I love you, brother. I love them, but I can't keep living like this until they care enough about my soul to actually want to explain it to me so I can understand it from the Bible. Then great, But until then, I'm going to keep going the way I believe the Lord lead me to go. And it's not to walk with them anymore, not to be a part of this fellowship anymore, unfortunately. So we love you guys, and of course I expect they'll be telling you that you can't have any association with me, so I expect that Lisa and Nita won't be able to have a relationship now, because that's the way they rule their roost. That's the way it is. I'm warped in sinning. You can't have fellowship with a sinner. So anyway, I love you guys, and maybe Nita could talk to Lisa for a few minutes. I'm sure she wants to talk. No, Nita can't even talk to her. Okay, anyway, brother, love you guys, and I do understand, brother, it's a difficult thing, especially when you're facing 3-on-1. That's what I've been facing for 3 years, so anyway, I'm not going to do that anymore. I need to repent. Okay, brother.
I'll be continuing to give the whole matter thought. It is challenging for me.
Bless you guys.
God bless you, Brother John.
Bye. I'm trying to find Dan's number. Just rebuked me as being warped and sinning. Sure, all my ducks were in a row before I were to attempt this. And I don't know what pressure, I'm sure they put a lot of pressure on you. I know they put a lot of pressure on Joshua for 2.5 hours, and finally he agreed not to have the meeting. So, well, they talked to you for 2.5 hours as well? They've been busy today. Yeah, they talked to him for 2.5 hours. Obviously put a lot of pressure on him. He's in a pretty sore shape right now. He's feeling like I've been feeling for the last 3 years. And anyway, so it's my understanding what they told me is that there will be no meeting, and both the witnesses have agreed not to testify, or not to hear the testimony. So is that true? Right. as I explained from the beginning of this whole process, I wasn't accusing them, and that's why I told you guys that you need to listen to their testimonies. But see, I knew they, I thought they wouldn't allow it. That's why they came to beat you two up today. Beat you up spiritually so they could rule over you, and that's what they're going to do. So as long as you're willing to submit to that, that's the way it'll be. And it was nice to know you, brother. And I'm sure you'll... What's that? Right. I do. I understand, brother. Yeah, I get that, man. I understand. Yeah, I understand. Yeah. I'm sorry that you had to experience this, brother. And we love you guys, and so I guess we'll, you know, I'd like to stay in touch with you guys, but, you know,
they won't allow it.
Yeah, they, if you stay with the Flying Fire, I assure you they won't allow that. I think you already know that anyway, so if you all decide you want to continue in fellowship with them, I do understand. I mean, that's fine. Anyway, we love you, and I guess I'll just be accused of being an accuser of the elders. And there are two witnesses, but one's not part of the fellowship, so they don't accept that. They don't accept that. And then the other accuser, of course, is the Holy Spirit, because they haven't explained themselves in the Bible yet. They still haven't explained it. And 1 Timothy 5 is exactly why I was doing things the way I did, to talk with you and give you two mature men of God my testimony about these things. And, you know, it's worked out the way it has, and that's fine. You know, they tell me I'm warped in sinning and hardening my heart against them. Now, they've been 3 years. They've been denying the truth of these passages. They've been ruling over the fellowship legalistically, telling people they can't associate with this one. That one says that word, so you can't associate with that one. You know, and so I agree. I would prefer not to use certain words out in the open air. But guess what? They can't say that. They can't say somebody's sinning by doing that. That's legalism. And they're seeking power and control. And they're out of hand. That's it. I can't walk with that anymore. I'm not going to allow my family to walk in that anymore. So, anyway, that's fine. We have others in the area that are Christians that we can have fellowship with. And we have fellowship with the Lord anyway. We've been revived, brother. Last 3 weeks have been revived through this whole process. So I thank you for doing your part in that. I appreciate it. You know, listening to my testimony, hearing it. And, you know, if you're going to be consistent, brother, if you're going to not follow through with this, you have to think about this now. You either need to attend their fellowship or something else, you know. And I'm not trying to divide you away from them. The whole point was to warn the fellowship. And they're obviously going to shut that down, so it'll be impossible for me to warn the fellowship. Except through emails or knocking on the doors or whatever I can do. Give people the packet of information. So, because this formal process is not happening, because they did what they did, you know, instead of obeying the letter, the formal request, they thought to take charge of it and do what they wanted with it. They have no respect for me, no respect for my family, no respect for all the fellowship we've had together. So there it is. Yeah. There it is. So we love you guys, and hope you'll stay in touch, okay? Because we have no hard feelings towards you. Have no hard feelings towards them, except they're not doing the right thing here. So. And anyway. See, it's like I explained to you and Joshua, you're dealing with three men of God that know the Bible by the back of their hands. They're all open-air preachers who have done presuppositional apologetics for years. And so I've been dealing with this for 3 years. 3 years I've been trying to persuade them and convince them, and they won't let go of it. So that's it. That's it. I expect we'll be losing lots of Facebook friends tonight, and I have a daughter married into a family that's in opposition to me. So there, you think you have a cost to this. I have a daughter who we just spent some quality time with, my son in-law and my daughter today, for the first time in about a month. We actually got to spend a little time with them, have a nice talk. And now I rest assured I know what's going to happen. The elders in their life are going to lead them away from a biblical honoring of their mother and father. So there it is. There's a cost. Well, you seem sure of yourself, brother, and now that you understand, it's good to have understanding. So, about your position about this whole Matthew 18 thing, and that's why I was encouraging you to study it and really, really seek the Lord. I'm not saying you didn't, but we knew that the hard thing would be the three coming against you. I suspect that they've been gone all day, so there it is. Say again. Yeah, so they say they're definite. Right. How did they say it? Just so I understand their position. Which is all I've been trying to get them to explain to me for 3 years. What do they mean? Right, that's what they keep saying in their emails. So how do they explain it to you so I can understand it? Maybe I'll get some benefit and repent out of this. Since they didn't bother to explain it when they came over to call me a warped sinner. Yeah, they came over to my house and told me to repent. And I was warped and sinning. And so if you want to explain to me, because Kerrigan did say I was misrepresenting a position, so if I'm misrepresenting a position, then tell me how I'm doing that. How do you explain it? How do you explain it to you?
We bring caffeine in.
How did that happen? They make that jump, okay? So how did that happen? How did the whole church become aware of the accused problems unless the church was gossiping about it and talking about it? And Matthew 18 never says that. Matthew 18 says accuser number one, testifier number two, who becomes a second accuser, and they come in, right? So that's how it's supposed to be. Go ahead. See, they won't even talk to me like this about it. They won't even explain themselves like this to me about it. So, just like I'm asking you questions, and you're realizing as I'm asking you the questions, that, oh yeah, okay, that how would that work? Matthew 18 is pretty simple. It's no private interpretation, man. No private interpretation, but they have a private interpretation. They sure do. And that private interpretation, I'm sorry, brother. Right. Where's the Bible say to do that? it's fine. I know you're tired. Okay? I understand. I'm going to let you go to sleep. You'd be anxious for... Be anxious for nothing, brother. Be anxious for nothing. Yes? That's an imagination, right? I get that. That's, like I said, I'm going to let you go, brother. I do understand the pressure of it. I've experienced it, like I said, for many years now. And so the cloth has been cut, so to speak, and we're going to keep seeking after the Lord Jesus Christ. And we love you guys and hope the best for you and hope that we can still have a relationship, whatever that means, or however that means, depending on which way you're going to go here, and all those things. I do understand, but I get it. For me to endure that outside with those three men is really, kind of like what I expected. But I wanted more to presume evil, so... They count the cost, I count the cost, and we just can't work together anymore. They told me I'm sitting on my way to hell, so. But do they love me enough and care enough about to meet with me, explain it to me for the 100th time? Is it 100 times too many to explain it to a brother? Romans 14 doesn't apply to this? It sure does. It sure does. And they've taken a simple doctrine. They twisted it up so they can maintain control of the fellowship. It's pretty simple. And, I've been faithful to them. I've been faithful to the fellowship as much as I can be. You know, I don't think they're going to allow any contact for the other members that I've known for years. And in fact, I don't know of one of them that wouldn't be here if it wasn't for us. So, but... Let me retract that. Let me say this. God used us. That's a better way to say it. God used us to bring people to this place, starting with Gary and Kevin and Tracy and every one of them. The only one I don't think, Dan, you met Gary first, right? Online or something. And, so there was an introduction online for you and Gary, right? And but we've tried to help facilitate your coming to the church, even though we had these things going on. And we love them. We love you guys, and that's it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I don't know what else to do. So I'm just going to keep pressing forward with my family and seeking Christ and preaching. I'm not giving that up. I'm going to keep praying. And of course, they'll say, well, John, God's not listening to your prayers. You say, okay, he says you. That's fine. Well, I love that statement. Garrigan loves to say that. The presuppositional statement, that's why. It's hard to defeat that statement. After the birth of the baby, and you guys want to come up and visit, I'm not saying, I'm not trying to divide you from them or anything like that. If you decide not to come to this fellowship, go ahead, brother. I'm sorry. No, I understand, brother. I like I'm trying to explain to Joshua, and I'm trying to keep myself under control here too, because this all just blew up in my face right here just 15 minutes ago. And I was trying to do this the right way. And anyway, so I do understand you're a new guy in the fellowship. And just like Tracy kept telling me over and over again, shame on me for trying to influence Dan against them, and you know, that's not what I was doing. I'm trying to remain unified here. And anyway, so yeah, we I don't know, but I understand how you must be feeling, and it's hard. It's definitely hard. So anyway, we love you guys, and to see you and Danae and the babies sometime in the future. Day, keep in touch, man. You know, you can email me anytime if you have questions or anything I can help you with. Or, you know, I definitely think, you know, that the Lord's still going to use this. You know, as hard as it is, the Lord's still going to use it for our good. You know, that's the hope. And for all of our good. I'm gonna live right here next to Garrigan, man. I mean, I own this house. Where am I gonna go? I'm not gonna go anywhere else. I'm living right here. So if we bought that property down the ridge, that those things are still gonna proceed. Those are the plans the Lord laid on my heart. So that's what I plan to do. You know, I can't let this censure by the elders of the fellowship stop me from seeking the Lord and doing His will for my family and my life, and that's all there is to it. You know, they've accused me of trying to divide the fellowship, which is exactly what I didn't want. You know, they came over here to provoke and prod me, and Tracy, like he usually does, starts off hacking away at it all, you know, accusing and all this different stuff. And I just wish I remained a little bit more calm than I was, but it's, you know, you get three open air preachers telling you you're going to hell, you know, okay, I'm a sinner on my way to hell. Anyway, all right, brother. No, brother. What, I'm sorry. Yeah. It's you know, three, a strand, 4 to 3, that's what I told them, you know, 3 years ago or two years ago when I came back to understand what they were saying. And they told me the same thing over and over again. Listen, this is violating my conscience, man. I don't believe it's this way, so I can't walk this way anymore. See, I apply Romans 14 to them. I can't say they're in sin because they don't believe they are. But I can't follow that. I think they're teaching a false doctrine, so in that sense, I think it's a sin. That's why I can't stay in this fellowship. I can't do it. My conscience just is not allowing me to do it anymore. Brothers, the last 2 weeks, especially when I sent that email the other day, 2 days ago, whatever it's been, day, you know, Friday night, whatever it was. Or no, not Friday night. Night before last. Was it last night? I'm tired, brother. I'm tired. And it's such freedom, man. I have freedom. In this, and the Spirit is soaring. My family's out there worshiping. My children are out there worshiping. I really believe this is exactly what the Lord wanted us to do. So, hey, gotta keep going, man. Yeah, praise the Lord. Great. Yeah. Praise the Lord, brother. Praise Him. Yeah. 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 I have 7 years of my life invested in this fellowship, brother. Actually, going on 8. I have a ministry with Kerrigan Skelly, which most open-air preachers would love to have. Most Christians you know, that are non-Calvinist typers love to be in ministry with Kerrigan Skelly. And I have enjoyed it. There's no doubt about that. And it's part of the cost that I had to count in this whole thing. But like I said earlier, brother, the bigger cost for us is our daughter. Our daughter is married the son of the elder. And I can't imagine how they're going to present this to the fellowship. I can imagine just like they presented it to you. And so there it is. John's warped and sinning. He's been rebuked. We talked to him about this 100 times. And they said, receive not an accusation against an elder. And it's the whole reason I didn't want to bring Jeremy in this, which is part of the catalyst for the whole thing, is because they would say Jeremy is trying to divide the fellowship, even though he's not part of the fellowship. That's not Jeremy's thing at all. They've been slandering Jeremy, and they've been saying all kinds. You see the emails, man. It's crazy. It's just nuts. Anyway. So I'll let you go, brother. And my last word for you is that we love you, and be anxious for nothing, okay? And I hope you'll... you're welcome to come anytime, man. I don't know how to share my heart more than that. Don't let this stop you. If the Lord's leading you to come up here and buy that parcel of land, me and Bob and whoever else the Lord leads, his wife Betty, and hopefully some people will realize that this is wrong, what's going on, in the course of time, and they might come out of it too. So anyway, just pray about it, man. It's really just... Right. Amen, mm-hmm. Brother. Right. Well, see, that's another thing that I consider for both you and Joshua, is that you're both working these full-time jobs, that you're weary. You know, you're already weary, weary naturally speaking. And so it's hard for you to be spiritually sharpened when you have three guys who are able to dedicate the whole day to prayer, according to their view, and study, and how are we going to approach this. And they've approached it the way they wanted to approach it. I'm not purchasing anymore. So, let me just encourage you with one more verse, brother. Hebrews 13:17. That is, it says, obey your elders and submit to them, right? The word submissive means to, listen to attentively. That's what the definition is. And, of course, to obey. And I'm willing to do that as long as I believe and I have trust and faith that they're teaching me and the people around me the right thing. But this thing that they've created, this system they've created, brother, is too... we don't have freedom anymore like we had when we first started. We had freedom to just talk back and forth and freedom to discuss, and there was no topic that was taboo that we couldn't talk about. And then, over the course of time, after these elders are established, and here it is. I mean, what can I do? The dynamic has changed. Things are changed. And the reason they're changed is because the way they're, I believe, this root of Matthew 18, I'm still convinced of it. I'm so convinced of it, brother. But anyway, you think about those things. And like I said, the best thing right now is for you and today not to be anxious for anything. It's really, I so hesitated to bring you into this at all. Because I knew it would likely be a problem. So, remember that ride to Cincinnati we had, and I said, brother, I think you got to know this. This is the way this is. If there's a Matthew 18 situation, it's the way it's going to go. And Kevin and Kerrigan setting up an imagination that, what if there's 2,000 people in the fellowship? Well, I don't think that's normal, first of all. I think the Christians met in homes. And so once you exceed the size of one home, you start meeting in two homes. And they, the elders must be servants of all. We have one master. They're not our masters, man. They can't lord over us like the Gentiles do. But that's what they're doing. And so, anyway. Sorry I got you involved. Well, I'm not sorry. I'm thankful that you considered participating in this process. It is truly what I believe a 1 Timothy 5 process is supposed to look like. know, not going in assuming any sin. It was clear in my email. Clear in my email that I wasn't accusing of sin. I have this testimony about Matthew 18. I don't understand it. Seeking clarification. I need two witnesses to hear clear clarification. So instead of respecting that, instead of respecting the request, the formal request, they decided to supersede it and go bully up two young guys in the Lord. You know, and you, I think you said you've been a Christian since 2004, right? 2005. So it's about 10 years. So, I mean, you're not a babe, and you believe in holiness. And so I trust that the Lord's going to just lead you, brother. That's it. You know, wherever you go and wherever you have fellowship, I'm not trying to get you to come to our fellowship, or we don't even have a fellowship. we don't even have fellowship. We've been disfellowshipped, I'm sure, by now. But anyway, we love you guys. We care about you. And that's it. I mean, I don't know what else to say. I know it must be very hard for you guys. And I know my wife cares very, very much for your wife. And the same thing for Joshua's wife. You know, I have a very close relationship with you, very close relationship with Joshua. Our wives very, very close. And I'm sure the elders will tell Joshua and Lisa that they can't be, you know, even probably even coming over to dinner or something. I don't know what they'll do, but I suppose that. I'll stop chewing on yours, man. I'm sorry. I'll let you get back to bed. I know you need some rest. God bless you guys, and hope to hear from you soon, man. Love you too, man. Bye-bye.
Communication from the Finding Fire Fellowship. What's the date today? Find out what date it is.
11th.
And, of course, the 11th of June, 2015. And the elders come over, and as is usual, the protocol, Tracy will begin his hack attacks and poke and prod you enough until something comes out. I'll have to go back and listen to the audio of what I said and what happened, but obviously it wasn't very well communicated, I think, on anyone's part. Well, a few things that I got out of it were that Kerrigan was saying that I was misrepresenting their position about Matthew 18, and so I've asked for that explanation many times to where I could understand it, and they still have not been able to explain why Matthew 18 means you can have secret people that you refer to and get these doctrines from. And they used, another thing that stood out to me was this imagination that, well, what if there's 2,000 people in the fellowship? How would that look? Well, I would suppose you care so much for a soul that you would allow 2,000 people to ask questions if they deemed so, if they desired to. And so to make up something just because you can imagine those circumstances, like saying, well, I can't believe in PNR, passive non-resistance, because what if they come in and rape and kill all my children? It's the same kind of bad thinking. So I thought it might be as a hack, emotional cutting off, and difficult. I've been rebuked as a sinner, warped in sinning. And so there it is. I'm sure by now that most everybody in the fellowship has received an email. Unfortunately, the two men that I thought could be witnesses about this were not able to stand against the three. And I do understand they're both, one's new to the fellowship, and the other is still pretty new. And so they've been what I see as being browbeaten into submission, just like I was for the last 2.5 years or so, browbeaten until I agree that it's... Which is why another thing that I noticed that in their statements out there is that, well, I agreed with it before. Yeah, I may have agreed at the point that they had persuaded me for a time, but I believe the Holy Spirit is convicting me about this. It's a matter of my conscience, and so I cannot continue to go down that road with them, unfortunately. I love them. I've always loved them, always will love them. forgive them for what they've done. And I've counted the cost as well to my family and my reputation.